visiting with Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy and Mountain Home City of Mountain Home Mayor Hillary Adams. The initial meeting with both FEMA and ADEM, that's Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, has concluded. It was the preliminary meeting. They're out canvassing the area right now. But Judge, what can you tell us based upon this morning's meeting?
Well, all information from them was positive. We'll be added to the list that Marion County, Boone County, and Benton County was added to. I think the release for them counties came out maybe a little early, and there's been a lot going on, and we're just 5 days into this now, 4 days into it. So they're out doing their assessments right now, and I feel comfortable that all of our county would be added to the list along with them.
But the faster we can get this paperwork completed, the faster we can get our people help.
Absolutely. And, we got to, city's going to do their own work. We'll do our own. And we'll also reach out to help Briarcliff and the Salesville area because they're limited on manpower. So we're going to help them once we get our emergency stuff taken care of out in the Baxter County area. And we had a call this morning to help Lakeview. We'll help Lakeview if needed. But we got to get, the emergency stuff on our end taken care of, too, before we step in and help the other entities.
How long do you anticipate that lasting? When do you think you can get to those areas that need the help?
Well, what I told our guys earlier, I want to take care of our stuff that's emergency, and then we'll go help them take care of their stuff that's emergency, and then we'll come back to our stuff that ain't quite the big emergency as it is today and finish that later. So,
Mayor Adams, in terms of the city of Mountain Home, what were your thoughts after this morning's meeting?
Well, I was glad to know that the city, any amount of money that's spent in the city on the work we do from the city side or contractors' work that we may hire will help the county qualify. It'll all go together right there, and we'll each have our own portals to start that. They did indicate to us that it might be 2 to 3 days before they'd have enough information to make a declaration after they do complete the assessment. And then they did indicate to me after I left with them and the judge that probably here within the next week or so we'll be looking at opening up a recovery center somewhere. We don't know where that might be for people to go get the assistance they need. That's coming soon.
And that will be the paperwork part of it.
That'll be where they can go in. The individual people live all over Baxter County. The city of Mountain Home can go in and hopefully sit down with someone to help complete the forms. We ran into a gentleman a while ago and says, well, what do I have to have to complete that? He saw us in front of his house. When we announce where this is going to be at, then there'll be people there to help.
Because a lot of people don't have any of that stuff because it's been ruined.
They don't have, they won't have for a while. So we're trying to get that worked out, and we'll be announcing that here hopefully within the next couple of days.
And that's financial assistance that they'll be receiving, is that correct?
There will be some that will qualify for financial assistance. There's all sorts of stuff, Heather, that will happen and be available to them. But as soon as they complete this assessment today, I think we'll know something before the end of the week or Monday at the latest on the declaration page.
And, Judge, all the cities in it, as part of Baxter County, they all come together and are working towards this. It's important for residents to remember, stay tuned, get the information from our local officials because there's going to be a lot of false information out there as well.
There will be some, and there's been a lot of rumors already, as you've heard, and I have too. But if any questions, call the mayor's office or my office, and we'll try to line out any questions you have.
Heather, there is one other thing I'd like to remind people of, and this has already came up this morning. If somebody comes knocking on your door here in the city of Mountain Home, any other city or out in the county, and says, I'm here to help, whether that be roof or cut trees, make sure if it's a commercial person and it's somebody who's licensed, bonded, insured, and you don't get yourself in a position there, and definitely don't pay anybody up front and get scammed. So, those are all things that always happen in these situations.
And we both have the opportunities to hire contractors to help us. We haven't done that yet. So I'm telling you right now, we haven't done that yet, and we may not. We'll try to handle it on our own if we can. But if they say they're representing a city or county, they're not yet. So,
well, let me ask you, you've both said Monday you're going to start with the debris pickup. You got a lot of retirees in this area that may not be able to get out there and get that debris to the right-of-ways and to the ditches. And so will there be more information available later about how we can help some of our older residents?
I think there will, Heather. It's still early. I think what you'll see is some of these volunteer groups. There's always groups of like mission groups or church groups or all sorts of organizations come to town to help. As we get that data list built, then we want to be able, if that person you just asked about calls and asks for help, to provide them someone that can do that. So we'll be trying to get information about that.
county workers cannot go on private property. So they'll have to, you know, we'll have to get that all worked out to get it to the right of way, because we cannot go on private property and remove it. So,
what have you guys learned the past few days?
I don't want to see this again.
Now, I tell you one thing I've learned, and I'm sure the judge has had this happen. Sunday morning, Heather, probably before 9 o'clock, I had a phone call from the mayor of Winn, Arkansas. And that meant a lot to me, that those people hadn't forgot what we did. And I know Kevin's had a lot of calls this week, people reaching out to you, what can we do, how can we help? And that's just the type of place we live in. I've had local restaurants calling me all week wanting to know who they could cook today. So it's the reason we call it home.
Yeah. You're cooking on Saturday for a bunch of people.
I'm doing one on Saturday. We'll be set up in Tracy area down there, Briarcliff somewhere. All the details haven't been worked out yet. We'll announce something this afternoon.
We're working on those details for you. The judge is going to help you. You're going to help run meals.
I'm going to help him. Yeah, I look forward to it.
Sounds good. Gentlemen, thank you.